Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Reagan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Reagan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Button for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. Bauman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bauman scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. K-line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bruton strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Boros moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton, who is chasing the ball. Hershberger reaches third base with a triple. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton, who is chasing the ball. Bauman reaches third base with a triple. Hershberger scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown bunts towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jake Wood pinch hits for Phil Regan. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nischwitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Sam Jones now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hershberger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boros hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Fisher moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisher moves to third. Fox moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Fisher scores. Fox moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-4, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Sam Jones. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Feuchtek now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boros is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox bunts towards the mound. Feuchtek fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. Cunningham scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 11-4, White Sox. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Farley pinch hits for Paul Foytak. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Don Budden. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farley moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-4 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farley scores. Bruton moves to second. It's 11-5, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.